You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
We teased it. While the Cowboys have maintained, they're perfectly happy with the Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn in the room. McCarthy even told us this week, yeah, they're looking at the room. And, you know, we heard from Jane Slater a couple weeks back that something was cooking. That was in part of her social medias. And there was quotes and there was some, you know, wink, wink. And we thought that Dalvin Cook was imminent. That didn't happen. We started hearing rumors that their Zeke might be coming home so far. I think they floated that. Was what's his name, the guy that floated this, by the way? Our the mouthpiece?
Our favorite beat writer, Michael Gelkin.
Was Gelkin
noted
the one that floated Zeke?
That Dalvin Cook or Zeke Elliott are possibilities.
Okay, so that's where
and
we are.
That's
okay. For those of you new to the show and don't know what we're talking about, Michael Gelkin.
What the hell took you so long to get
here?
Yeah,
where you been? And if you're just getting here, what you need to do now is go to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and put a thumb on it like all the cool kids have, and then you can listen to what we have to say. For those of you who are new to the show, Gelkin, by RJ's measure, and I firmly believe RJ's right, that whenever the Cowboys want to float something, when they want to get the news out as per their side of whatever it is, Gelkin's the guy they call.
I wouldn't word it that way.
Well, they have people that talk to his people, and they both trust each other to print and say the right things.
I wouldn't use the expression of being a mouthpiece or anything like that. He is just the most. When he says something, it is serious. It is real.
It's real.
It's on the verge. It isn't like some pontification or anything like that. There is legitimate life to it. So for him to say, you know, he was the first person to say, yeah, this Dak thing might not happen until August. And look at where we are. And so for him to say, like, because the Zeke thing, you know, you bring it up and you get all these yahoos that are like, I've been saying this for 6 months. And it's like, yeah, well, we could all say silly, you know, whatever things. But for Gelkin to say it means there is legitimate life to it.
So, and I think that it was floated when we heard Zeke just to kind of test the waters, because I think that while Jerry might be tone deaf and not know what the hell's going on, I do think Steven's got moles other places and he gets the sense of what's happening. I that's just my idea that they wanted to see. Now, I know the populace is mad. Will they be even madder if we bring Zeke back? And I don't think the response was such that they jumped out to sign him. But I think that Jane Slater, and I talked about it, I think she got a whiff of that too. But that hasn't happened. And now J.K. Dobbins, which is a name that, quite frankly, should have been on a roster by now. I mean, before Zeke.
I don't know about that.
He's not terrible. He's just always hurt.
He wasn't medically cleared until like 2 days ago. That was a factor.
There you go. But I think if he was fully healthy, he'd have been a back that would have been mentioned long before the aged, other than his injuries. J.K. Dobbins seems like a guy. Is that a logical thing to say? Would the Cowboys, given their salary cap constraints, or whether you know on purpose or uninformed, could they even afford a guy like that?
At this point, there's nobody they can't afford, because at this point, you know what I'm saying, like that's like you know, I tell this story often about how on Black Friday my cousin and I went at like 6 p.m and I bought The Social Network for $2. When you go to Black Friday at 6 p.m you can afford everything that's left. Anybody can, you know what I'm saying?
There's something wrong with everything.
Right, exactly. And so that's where we're at. It's 6 p.m. on Black Friday. It's the day after. It's Saturday after Black Friday now. And so you can definitely afford everything, Dallas Cowboys. And I'm not going to outright accuse them of this. So I'm not accusing them of what I'm going to say. But I think that they understand, at the very least, that bringing Zeke back would incite some things. Some fans would be really upset, especially because they're already on the books for Zeke this year. I mean, because of the horrible contract that they gave him that they cut him for last year. They would literally be paying him twice over if they brought him back this year. All right?
He's double-dipping on his own with the same employer. I appreciate
that. And so I'm not accusing them of this, But I wonder if they, because right now, if we were an NFL team, any NFL team, give me a non-Cowboys team. Say it out. First one that comes to mind. 3, 2, 1, go.
Jets.
Okay, we're the, well, that's a horrible example. But still, we're the Jets. All right, we need to sign a running back. We look at the open market, who's left. Zeke's kind of one of the top names, right? Like, it's kind of difficult to argue somebody else over Zeke Elliott at this moment in time based on where we're at. And so, I'm not accusing the Cowboys of this, but I do wonder if they waited and they're like, well, you know, they wanted to get to a point where we would all have to sit here and go, well, I guess, I mean, Zeke is the best option. You know what I mean? You have, you know, what, and some, all the copers and hopium people will say, oh, look, what did you, who did you want them to go sign? Zeke was the best guy available on the open market. So you're not satisfied or happy with anyone. You know, they bring in the best running back available, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they bring in the best running back available in the middle of May when it doesn't make any sense.
Now, I know this is a stretch, but would it help to grease the skids for a Dak signing if Zeke was back home?
At the very, look,
I mean, it couldn't hurt, right? They're bros.
I have, it's not even, it's not a Zeke thing. Like, I have no ill will against Zeke, but at this point, it would be such a, like, you know, it would be such a Tracy McGrady on the Spurs.
Let's take your like, friend to the prom. I mean, yeah, I know you, but.
But it would be such a, like, a fake thing, you know? Yeah. It would, but at this point, like, the circus is so crazy. Like, why not? And if this is Dak's last year, give him his buddy. You know what I mean? For whatever, fine. Whatever. At this point, I'm so apathetic. I'm not even. People are telling me all the time, like, I know you're really mad at the Cowboys. I'm not mad at the Cowboys. I'm nothing the Cowboys. I'm so apathetic towards them.
RJ, you're mad. You are furious.
No, I'm so nothing with them. Not because they. That's where they're at. They're in a nothing place. So good job, Cowboys. You got here all on your own. You found this spot, and I doubt you can get out of it yourselves.
I'm looking at the list of the available free agents. Just happens.
It's a depressing list.
It's not terrible. And if we're gonna do some retreads, if you know Zeke isn't even on the list of you know top free agents, so that's where we are. But there is a former Cowboy that is. And given their situation, and given that we know him, would Connor Williams be crazy to come home?
He might not play football again, dude.
Is the injury that bad?
Yeah, he's got a massive injury. And so if there was a former Cowboy that I would have loved.
It's just a knee, right?
But there's chatter that he might not play. Like, that's what you know people are saying. But if there was a former Cowboy that you could have entertained me or interested me in bringing back this offseason, it's too late now. It would have been Cedric Wilson. I mean, because you need another wide receiver option. He was so great. It was such a bummer when he left in the first place after that 21 season. And that would have been the guy I would have wanted, but he's a member of the New Orleans Saints now. So,
well, if you're... Hey. What about Tyler Boyd?
I mean... I guess.
Hunter, hey, we're doing some shopping here. I'm just looking at, this is the end cap there at HEB with the stuff that's marked down with the weird tags.
Like, what you're saying is like, how Hunter about Renfro. Corn-flavored toothpaste?
How about Hunter Renfro? Like, it's like one, like Hunter two Renfro, left of a pretty good six-pack.
All these things would have been great a long time ago. You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of where we're at.
DJ Chark, you know, can I interest you in a slightly used Chark?
I'm going to pass, personally, at this point. But that's the result of digging the hole that they've dug themselves. Now this is where they're at.
Support for this show comes from Pendo. Pendo improves the apps your customers and employees rely on. Whether you're building applications for customers or managing applications for employees, Pendo can help deliver better experiences for your users so they can get more value from your software. Pendo also provides AI-powered product analytics that fuel in-app guides to deliver personalized guidance to customers directly inside your app. Visit pendo.io/podcast to learn more about how your team can use Pendo to start building better digital experiences. There, you can also check out Pendo's lineup of free certification courses, 12 hours of in-depth training for your product management teams on topics from AI to product analytics to product-led growth. That's pendo.io/podcast to learn more.